Well, we'll learn more here today. Executive Vice President of Communications and Industry Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Bierge, back with us again today. And Alan, you're excited. And tell me more about World Dairy Expo coming up.
Yeah, you know, NMPF always makes it a point to have a good showing at the World Dairy Expo. You know, it makes Wisconsin the center of the dairy universe, or should I say even more center of the dairy universe than it normally plays in a role over at Expo. The big day for NMPF is really going to be Thursday, and you really see a full range of the sort of stuff that we're involved in through some of the events that are going on. You know, we have everything from insights in H5N1 biosecurity and management strategies, you know, that focuses on a lot of our experts, including Michaela Hanselman, who works with our regulatory affairs and biosecurity at NMPF and with the farm program. You know, we have a lesson in dairy farm transition seminar coming out. You know, that's sponsored by our Young Cooperators program. A lot of farmers talking about some of the generational issues going on. And, of course, you know, this year nothing would be complete without a discussion of federal milk marketing orders. You know, a lot of different organizations are going to be saying a lot of different things about FMMO. Would encourage people to really pay attention to what we got to say. You know, a lot of our principles are reflected in USDA's plans. We did the most depth and thorough analysis. You know, we have Dr. Peter Vitaliano, our PhD economist, who really was a driving force in a lot of the discussions on all this. You know, Pete Kappelman from Land O'Lakes is going to be there. You know, some people might recognize that name from Wisconsin Dairy Days. So that's all going on Thursday. And then on Friday, the next day, you know, our Young Cooperators program is co-sponsoring a panel talking about female leaders in U.S. dairy. And that's going to have Krista Harden. You know, she used to be the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture. Now she's the CEO of the U.S. Dairy Export Council. Some other folks from all across the dairy supply chain, all talking about their experiences. So really wide range of stuff going on at Expo. The farm program will have a booth. There'll be a lot of opportunity to talk to people, hear about their concerns, answer their questions, and have a chance to share about some of the stuff that we're doing.
Oh, and the big guy, your CEO, is going to be there as well.
Greg's going to be there. Yeah, Thursday is his big day, too. So he's going to be walking around the grounds. We're the communications team, so we're setting up some interviews with him with some local folks and trying to get some of the word out and some of the work that we've been doing. Even though we're in election season in Washington, D.C., there's still a lot going on. And, of course, we always want to hear what farmers have to say, too. So, yeah, Greg's going to be strolling around Thursday and Friday. You know, definitely give him a chance to say hi and welcome him to Wisconsin. It's been his first full year as the head of the organization.
I think for some reason, you know, it's always this, when it's in your backyard, you kind of take it for granted. I don't think that we realize how big the world, even though we talk about it annually and even though we do the numbers, I think we take it for granted how big World Dairy Expo actually is.
You know, I would agree with you. I mean, in the dairy world, you know, if you took the Super Bowl and a big music festival and the Westminster Dog Show and rolled it all together, you'd probably be getting the World Dairy Expo, right? It would be something like that. It has a festival feel. It has a meeting of the minds feel. And, of course, you know, you see literally some of the best of dairy cows. So, you know, we send a team out there. They're always very excited. We all kind of get, you know, inured to our surroundings after a while. So you're right. This is a big deal in your backyard. Wisconsin should be very proud, and I hope you're supporting it and representing, too.
All right, great. Always great information. Thanks a lot, Alan. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Take care.